I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Big free agent signing, yes. A very expensive man right here, so we got to be careful. I don't want to get too close to him. It's a big investment here. It's a Jets corner, Tremaine Johnson. Tremaine, how are you? Pleasure to meet you. Greg,
sir,
and Boomer.
Hey, Tremaine, how are you, man? Nice good to see you. Yes, welcome, sir, to New York, man.
And yes, congratulations on that contract. That's got to feel good.
Oh,
huh?
Thank you.
I mean, come on. That was that. When you saw that number, I mean, that's got to be – listen, we all know everybody loves football. You play for the love of football and all that great stuff. But you put yourself in a position to get paid. You did. You got paid. You're here. It's the next chapter of your career. How do you feel about how this offseason played out for you?
Oh, for sure. It's a blessing, for sure, you know, to take care of your family, man. That's the most part. You know, coming here with Denard Wilson, you know, we was in St. Louis together for 5 years, and then 1 year in L.A., I believe. It's a good look for me, so I'm excited.
Well, you're at a place where they certainly have a cornerback history, you know, with Darrell Revis and Revis Island and everything else like that. If you had to give Jet fans a quick 411 on the type of player you are, could you compare yourself to a Darrell Revis? As I know you consider yourself a shutdown corner.
Oh, all respect to Darrell Revis. This is his island. I'm Tremaine Johnson. I'm coming here. I'm going to be a playmaker for sure, man, to help this team win games.
So break down the quarterbacks for us from your perspective. You go up against them in practice. Where Sam Darnold is now, we heard Josh Norman extol the virtues of Sam Darnold in those joint practices you did with Washington and said that he's ahead of the game. What's your perspective on the rookie quarterback and where he is right now?
For sure. Smart. He's mobile. You know, the thing about him, when he's in that pocket, he keeps his eyes down the field and make plays. He's a playmaker for sure and a high competitive guy.
Yeah, and as far as like reading the defense, making those throws, when you're out there and you're playing corner, does it feel like a rookie's there? Does it feel like you're playing a rookie or not?
No, to be honest, no. He's ahead of his game, and I can't wait to him, you know, to go out there and really play some games.
And how about Teddy Bridgewater, watching him, you know, knowing what all of us players would do, risk an injury on the field at any given time, and then to have happen what happened to him after he had gotten off to such a good start with Minnesota. To watch him now reinvent himself and kind of restart his career, how do you see him?
I played versus Teddy when he was healthy. Great competitor. I think the biggest thing was his mental, you know, football. He's always been there. He was just hurt last year. So it's good to come, you know, see him come back out here and play at his high, you know, ability to play ball.
This defense, the identity of this defense, you're a new guy added to the mix. What type of defense do you think the Jets are going to be? Give me a couple of adjectives to describe what type of defense you're going to play.
Hungry, for sure. You know, it's a lot of guys out there on defense, man. That's really hungry to win games, for sure. You know, last year, you look at it, you know, they were losing some close games. They beat some playoff teams also. So, you know, try to bring that culture of winning here. You know, I had a little success last year with the Rams. Just bring that winning culture here, man. It's a lot of guys that can make plays, and I'm excited.
That was a fun year for you guys last year because you had a rough year the year before. McVay comes in, a lot of energy, and then all of a sudden you're right there and playing an exciting brand of football. Was it tough to leave that situation? I mean, obviously you're in a great situation here, but was it tough to leave that? It seems like an up-and-coming deal out there, plus you were used to it.
For sure. California's home for me.
Yeah.
So it's been there for the 2 years. It was good for me and my family. Well, tough-wise, no. This is my seventh year in the league. You know, I understand it's a business at the end of the year. So I'm glad I'm here.
You know, the one thing about the Rams is a lot of people think that they could be a Super Bowl team this year for some of the changes they made. But you and Alec Ogletree both came here to New York. Have you guys been comparing notes now? Or are you guys living together? I mean, like, what's going on?
I talked to him a few times. Okay. You know, he's doing good. I watched him. You know, he's starting over there. For the most part, it's crazy, but it's a business at the end of the day. And everything looks good on paper. So they look like the superstar team, but they ain't played no games yet. So, you know, we'll see. I guess we'll see.
I think what is really interesting about the Rams, and I know they're not your team anymore, but I know I don't care what you say. You got the money, you came here, and it's all good. But when you look at some of the guys that they brought in there, mm-hmm. that could be a combustible group.
Oh, for sure, for sure, for
right?
sure.
I mean,
for
Jesus. Sure. I mean, between Marcus Peters
yeah,
and
Aqib Talib, yeah,
and
then someone's getting shanked,
too,
in
right?
There. Somebody's
seriously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this question: do you think they'll sign Aaron Donald before the season starts?
They need to.
That's my guy.
Big time. All respect for Aaron Donald. Things you guys don't know about him. He's always one of the first ones in the building, and always one of the last ones in the building. He's a hard worker, competitor.
He's quiet. You know, he's so quiet.
Yeah.
Off the field.
Off the field, okay.
On the field, he's a dominator. But hopefully, man, he deserves it. Like I said, they have a superstar lineup over there. And they should win a lot of games, but
I mean Derrick Henry. I mean even you know Sean McVay. I didn't know what to expect. Was a little bit of a surprise what kind of coach he was before you. I don't know what you could have expected. He was what 32 years old when he came in there, right?
Yeah. I think he was 30 actually, just turned 31.
Oh, he did. Okay.
He's a smart coach. I think the biggest thing was everything he was saying. We bought in, and we shocked a lot of people. But our mindset every game was, you know, remain humble. A lot of people are going to sleep on us. When we was winning games, we were still thinking we were the underdog, and I think that was the biggest thing for us.
Well, you had to live through a rookie quarterback, Jared Goff, and his rookie year was not that good. And then all of a sudden the coaching change comes, and he takes off, and he has a terrific season last year. Can you see a little bit of that in Sam Darnold here?
It's too early to tell, mm-hmm. but like I said, from – practicing against him, he's a smart quarterback. He really is. He doesn't look like a rookie to me at all.
Another minute or so with Tremaine Johnson here on Boomer and Geo live from Jets camp. We were talking to Leonard Williams about this. This new hit rule, helmet rule, some of the stuff that they're putting in this year. I mean, it seems to us that this is going to be an impossible thing to change for defenders, especially like yourself, who's a veteran who's been playing football your entire life. You're a cover corner. Safeties are going to have to deal with it even more. Defensive linemen on quarterbacks going to be a little tougher. But do you understand what you're supposed to do out there right now?
Not quite. To be honest with you, I've been watching these preseason games, and there a lot of teams are getting flagged for it. I guess you just got to take it to practice, and then hopefully. That leads on to the games. I feel like it's soft, man, to be honest with you, to give my own opinion. But that's just part of the game.
Yeah, do you think that it's going to be, to the fan, something that they're going to be able to accept? Because that's my fear, is it's going to be a lot of football fans. You call it soft. You're out there in the field. A lot of football fans, they don't want to see that brand of football. You think that's going to be a problem?
They have to accept it. And they have to accept it. It's just like we have to accept it.
Toughest matchup for you?
Toughest matchup for me.
In terms of man-to-man defense against the wide receivers.
Not
with the Jets. I'm just talking about the league in general. Like, is it Odell? Is it Julio Jones? Is it A.J. Green? Is it, who is it?
Man, this is a lot of great receivers out there. To be honest, toughest matchup? I couldn't even tell you, man. Like I said,
I knew he's a corner. He's not going to admit that.
I couldn't even tell you. It's a lot of guys out there that's good.
Now, what do you think of Jalen Ramsey's comments about just tearing apart all the quarterbacks across the league? What do you think about that?
Oh, man, he has his own opinion. Like I said, he has his own opinion, man. He's a ball hawk for sure. He's not afraid to speak his mind.
Yeah, but is that something you would ever consider doing, going on a record and being that honest about quarterbacks? Because I know everybody's got their opinions. It's just a matter of him sharing it, right? Because if I said off the record, you'd go, this guy's trash, this guy's trash, this wide receiver, he sucks. But we all do that, right? Now, but as far as going and saying that publicly, what are your thoughts on that?
I think a lot of guys take it differently. I handle my business, within me. I'm not a rah-rah guy at all. Like I said, I think he has his own opinion about everything.
You know what I think? I think it's bad karma. I think anytime you take the game and you disrespect the game in any way, shape, or form, taking on players or whatever your beefs are, and you take those things publicly, I think the karma comes back and bites you right in the ass.
I think he just wants more targets to his way, for sure. Because, that's going to be a big target now on him. With these quarterbacks, hearing that. Hearing their name, so hopefully they go at him a little more.
Yeah, I thought Eli Manning's response was pretty good.
He said, who?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, he'll find out who week one, because who they open with. Well, Tremaine, welcome to New York, man.
Thank you.
Great to see you. Good luck this season.
I appreciate
it. Hopefully things work out.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.